Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our 16th episode of ABC Islam and our 13th episode of our very exciting season, Ramadan Ready. We are two Muslim sisters talking about the ABCs of Islam all the way to XYZ. Today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, which is what Islam says about makeup and if makeup is haram and, you know, how to stop your makeup addiction if you have one. Over here, I have my Muslim sister. How has Ramadan been for you so far?
Alhamdulillah, it has been amazing and I can't almost believe it's like halfway through almost. What about you?
Yes, I think that this is just amazing that Alhamdulillah, we have all come so far in Ramadan and inshallah, we will have many more Ramadans in the future. But if you would like to know more about us, please check out our trailer or alternatively the description box below. But today we're actually going to be talking about makeup, which obviously is something that a lot of girls in this day and age wear. Even guys are starting to get into makeup now. So makeup is definitely a very, very big factor in our society in this day and age. So we wanted to talk about, as I've said, about why do the females in this generation feel compelled to wear makeup? Is makeup haram? And what are our tips to stop a makeup addiction? So hopefully this will be beneficial for you and you might implement some of our advice. So the first question that I would like to ask my sister is, why do the females in this generation feel compelled to wear makeup?
I think there are a couple of reasons why this happens, and I think that girls at a very, very young age nowadays are starting to wear makeup when they don't have to, and the parents also don't really say anything much because they can't control that. But I definitely think one of the reasons why, especially amongst Muslim women, this has been going on is because they think that if you're going to be wearing hijab, then the only way to show you off your beauty is through how well you can do your makeup and how attractive you can look in that way with your hijab on, and also still making sure that you're attractive. And I think makeup is the only way to do that, unfortunately. And I feel like most of the Muslim women nowadays, I'm not picking out anyone specifically or anything, but it has been become something that is now accepted in a way to wear full face of makeup just before you go to school. You have to do your contour, otherwise everybody will laugh at you. If you don't know how to wear makeup, then that means that you're very innocent, you don't know anything about life or something, you're not popular. And I think these are the kind of reasons why it makes us compensate the fact that we can't really wear maybe clothes that really show our cleavage, which is why we wear makeup. So these are one of the reasons why I think so. And I also think that definitely, without a doubt, the reason why makeup has become the thing for Muslim women is because it's everywhere in social media. And personally, when I scroll through Instagram, one or two pictures later that I've scrolled down, this third one is probably of a Muslim woman or any kind of a woman just wearing makeup or showing off her skills of makeup and wearing very bold eyeshadows and stuff. So that if that does not trigger any kind of human being, especially woman, to wear makeup, then I don't know what does. So I definitely think the social media impact has made Muslim women go astray in this and become uncontrollable in a way in the Muslim community. Why do you think the makeup has become such a big thing now?
I definitely agree with your points, especially like the social media aspect. Like before, when there wasn't that much social media, people couldn't really endorse makeup. And also, if you think about it, like celebrities and makeup gurus, they actually like, if especially if they're sponsored by makeup brands, obviously they're going to talk very, very good about these makeup products, and teenage girls are going to get really, really influenced, and they're going to be like, surely this makeup product must be my heaven, so let me just go and get it. So that's what a lot of people think. But I think one of the reasons why females in this generation feel compelled to wear makeup is because they actually want to gain attention and attraction from the opposite gender. We obviously know that Allah has created us as pairs, and obviously like we do try to be attractive to the opposite gender, like just like how girls like it when boys look at them, just like that boys also try to look muscular, and that's their way of looking attractive and, you know, being able to talk. So for females, their way of making themselves look attractive, especially as my sister said, through the hijab, especially if you wear hijab, is by wearing makeup. So, you know, if you wear a full face of makeup, probably a guy is going to look at you more, because obviously you're kind of making yourself as a target when you wear makeup. Because if you think about it, like the guys automatically know that, oh, this girl is looking for attention because she's wearing makeup. So therefore, makeup is used as a way to attract and bring attention to yourself. And the second reason why I feel like females in this generation feel compelled to wear makeup is because of popularity. So for example, if you go to a school and, you know, if you see like a lot of girls, they talk about, oh, today I bought this MAC lipstick. Oh, today I bought this Urban Decay eyeshadow palette. Like, you know, if people talk about these things, then obviously people, the girls are going to feel like, oh, I'm being left out because I'm not in this makeup conversation and I can't go makeup shopping. So that's why a lot of people start buying makeup, and obviously you can't just buy makeup and not use it. So that's when they start using the makeup as well. So it's definitely got to do with popularity. And like, if you go to school or any workplace, usually the popular girls are the ones who wear makeup. So it definitely plays a role in popularity and status as well. But you know, that is, in my opinion, quite wrong. So that's why I think females in this generation feel compelled.
I really, really agree with your point, because about the popular girls thing, because I remember when I used to go to school, there used to be a lot of girls in my school who were the popular ones, and they would wear a lot of makeup. And back in the days, not even contour came out. So it was already so popular. And when contour came out, that's when it just boomed. And I think when I was in college, this happened. But the second question that I think everybody who's listening to this is going to ask or want to ask is makeup actually truly haram?
Well, I feel like a lot of people, especially girls, are quite addicted to makeup, do not want to admit that makeup is haram. But I'm sorry to break the ice, but I'm also not sorry. And I have to tell you guys that makeup is haram. And however much you try to cover it and say that, oh, everyone else is doing it, it is still haram, okay? So you have to understand that makeup is haram. And we have to understand that the reason why is because anything that makes you more attractive and anything that makes you, is known as an adornment, those are haram. So for example, you know, what is really supposed to be like the classic way of modesty for girls is actually to wear fully black and to be like covered and have a very loose clothing. There's like, I think, 8 conditions of hijab. And that is supposed to be the proper way of like for us dressing. But obviously in this day and age now, like there's so many clothing brands, so many makeup brands. Now no one really follows that system anymore. But even if you can't go wear absolutely black outside, makeup is haram and you should just try to avoid makeup. And from my personal experience, I do not want to sound hypocritical, but I don't want to be sounding like both of us, me and my sister, don't wear makeup, because we do, but we don't wear it very occasionally. We wear it very rarely, especially me. I'm a teenager, so when I go to school, I don't wear makeup. I just wear like skincare products, like moisturizer and sunscreen and things like that. And also even when I go outside shopping or anywhere, I don't wear makeup. And for my sister, she wears like only like foundation, and that is just to cover any acne or anything that she just wants to like cover. So we do wear it very, very rarely. We do try to limit it. And I feel like the only time we would wear a full face of makeup is quite rarely in Eid and in weddings and like very special birthdays and things like that. And even though that is sadly still haram, I know that is still haram, but for us it's just become like a tradition. And I know that's not supposed to be a good excuse, but I have to tell you guys, makeup overall is haram. And that's why people do simple weddings as well, because in simple weddings no one's really going to judge you if you have a bare face. But now, because there's so many big weddings, people will judge you if you just come bare faced. And however, I would just like to mention that Kohl, which is spelt K-O-H-L, that is sunnah, because the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, advised it. But all other makeup like lipstick, foundation, contour, highlight, all those other makeup products are haram. But skincare products, I don't think it's haram, because you're taking care of your skin and you should take care of yourself. Now, what do you think? Is makeup haram?
I completely agree with that. And I'm just going to add a point to that, which is the fact that, let's be honest, all of us who actually do wear makeup every single day before going to school, college or uni, and you're spending at least 40 minutes or 40 to 45 minutes on wearing all of that makeup just to get rid of it at the end of the day, it can be very, very hard. And I think that I remember I used to do that once upon a time in my life, where I was thinking that would make me look good and everything like that. And I was very insecure about myself and the way I looked, and that made me, you know, wear all of those makeup. And I clearly remember how I would spend at least half an hour to 40 minutes every single morning wearing all that makeup, and it was not even that like high quality makeup or something, but at the end of the day I'll be feeling very lazy to take it out as well, because it will be so many layers and so many things that I have to take off so that I don't get acne later on. Because if there's makeup stuck in your face, of course then you're gonna get acne, that's inevitable. So yeah, I feel like it was really really weird. What about you?
Yeah, I would just like to mention that I know this may seem very controversial, but I do realize that because you talked about acne as well, I feel like if you realize more people have more acne nowadays, if you think about it, like more teenage girls have acne than before. And I feel like the main reason why is because they, you know, they have more access to makeup products. Like if you realize, like, you know, it's not always the case. I know that some people, they do get acne because of their hormones and because of, you know, because they can't actually control it. But a lot of people, they actually do get acne because they wear makeup and they don't wipe it off. So I feel like that is much more common now.
I definitely agree with that. And I think that I started getting like uncontrollable acne and pimples, I think after I started wearing makeup as well, when I was 15 or something like that. So 15, 16. And yeah, so this makes us come to the last question of our podcast, which is, what are our tips to actually stop the makeup addiction?
Okay, you stumbled a little bit there, but it's fine. So I think that our top tips to stop a makeup addiction, I think that especially in this day and age, is if you're addicted to makeup, it is hard to get out of that addiction, but it's definitely not impossible. So the first thing that I would say in order to stop your makeup addiction is to actually focus on your intention, because I feel like different girls have different reasons for why they want to wear makeup. So some females want to wear makeup just because all their friends are doing it. Some people do it because of popularity, because if you don't wear makeup and you're the only one who goes barefaced in your school, then you might be judged. Some people wear it because, you know, they see their boyfriend or girlfriend, which is haram, and, you know, not girlfriend but boyfriend, and they want to like attract the boys, and some people wear it because, yeah, they just feel like, oh, like they just feel like they're gonna be ugly if they don't wear it. So everyone has a different intention for why they wear it, and I think that you need to just focus on your intention and why you're doing it. So for example, if it was to attract guys, you need to remember that when you're being like attractive to guys by wearing makeup, guys are giving you a lustful look, and it's not a very respectful look that they're giving you. So if you're like wearing a full face of makeup and a guy looks at you, it's a lustful look, it's not a good look. So you should remember that you should focus on your intentions, and remember that, just, you know, keep your inner beauty for yourself. And I know it's hard, but just keep your inner beauty for yourself and focus on your intentions. My second tip to stop your makeup addiction is to actually find other ways to deal with your insecurities. So, because I know that some girls, they do wear makeup because of their acne, because they just want to hide all their pimples and imperfections, speech marks. But I personally think that if you are really concerned about how you're going to look because you feel ugly or you feel like you have a lot of acne, then you should definitely find other ways to deal with the insecurities. So if you feel like you have too much acne, you need to go to a doctor. That's how you're going to solve it. You're not going to fix it by putting one layer of makeup every single day. You need to go and, you know, invest in some good skincare products, maybe go to a doctor, ask them, how can I deal with my acne? So you need to go and find those practical solutions, not just a temporary solution of putting makeup on your face and then wiping it off in the end of the day and seeing your face again and being insecure about it. And the third tip that I would give in order to stop your makeup addiction is to actually take it slow. So for example, if you wear a full face of makeup every single day, and I know that right now there's quarantining, so I feel like some girls, most of the girls are not wearing it because because they're at home. But when you go back to school or uni or wherever you go and you feel like you have to wear a full face of makeup and you wear 10 products, try to go down one product maybe every single week. So if you wear 10 products, try to go with for 9 products, and then after 1 week or 1 month, try to go down another product. So now it's 8 products, and keep doing that until you have fully, like, have no makeup. I know it takes very, very long, and that's why you need to take it slow, because if you just fully eliminate all your makeup products, then it might be hard for you. So just take it slow. And what are your tips to stop a makeup addiction?
I think your tips are really, really good, but I don't think I have to add anything else. But I just think that if you're a person who is listening to this and you're making literally money out of wearing makeup and doing, you know, makeup to others or something like that, then I think that that's inevitable for you if it has become a means of your income in a way, although that's not the best way to make money. But I think that nowadays it has become inevitable for some Muslim woman and some Asian woman and women in general in the world to just make money from home and just do makeup tutorials and earn abundantly, because you can get a lot of sponsorships and stuff. But obviously, if you're making money, then obviously you can't do anything about that. But if you're a consumer who's watching these tutorials, then I definitely think that you don't have to wear as much as makeup as those people, because they're doing it for the money and they're doing it because they have a reason to do that. Otherwise, they will be in your position right now, you watching those tutorials, and become the consumer like you, because they have no other reason. So I think that if it has become a means for you, then you can't do anything about it. But if you're a consumer, you should definitely not wear as much as makeup as them. And I also think that more than makeup, I think your skin is much more important. And I've seen this in many celebrity interviews as well that are non-Muslim themselves, and who have said that they only wear makeup when they have a camera on, when there's a camera on in front of them and they have to do a photo shoot or they have to go to a red carpet event. Otherwise, they like to stay very much without makeup as much as they can be. I think they try to find times where they actually want to be makeup free, because they value their skin so much more than makeup, because makeup is just a layer of something that takes out, that it's just taken away anyway. And your skin is the thing that remains 24/7 with you, your true, real skin. So I definitely agree with my sister's point about investing on your skincare, because your skincare is going to take you a very long time and way. And yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely quite a good point.
And I also think that,
and also my sister actually wanted to ask a very good question, but never mind, it's fine, because she forgot, so we don't know what to say. Okay, so I think we shall just end this podcast episode with a very good verse from the Hadith Sunan Ibn Majah, and this is actually from verse 4182, so if you want to check it out. And the verse is, "Verily, every religion has a character, and the character of Islam is modesty." So clearly you can see that for Islam, the character is modesty, and clearly modesty is what Islam is all about. Like, if you, as I've already said, like, if you're attracting guys and they're giving you a lustful look, that's just very sad. Like, they're just treating you as a toy. And I just completely disagree when there's feminists who show all their cleavage and are giving something for guys to look at, and then they say that, oh, guys should not be looking at us. And I think that's just completely wrong, because men have been made that way, and obviously it is men's fault because they should be lowering their gaze as well. Even in Islam, it says men should lower their gaze as well, just like women do. But at the same time, women should not give something for the men to look at. So definitely this verse shows that girls and boys, it's not only girls, it's supposed to be boys as well, to be modest, to lower their gaze, and to make sure they're not giving themselves extra adornments by wearing makeup and things like that. But I think my sister now remembers the question. I mean, I knew the question, but like, I thought she was going to ask it. But yeah, she's going to ask the question now.
So yeah, I got stumbled there because I thought, what question am I supposed to ask? But the question that I want to ask to everybody who's listening, whether you're a guy or a girl, which is hijab, would you rather be a hijabi and wear full face of makeup, or be a non-hijabi and wear no makeup at all? And guys, which type of girl do you like? Would you like more to be with, in a way? As your wife, of course, and not as a girlfriend. And I think that, and girls, what do you think? Who would you rather be, and who would you be, you know, like to be more, in a way?
Yes, that's because she remembered the question. But alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of our wonderful episode today. We really hope that inshallah you've learned something new. Also, if you did not know, we're trying our best to inshallah post a new episode every day of Ramadan here on ABC Islam. If you're excited, please subscribe or follow us on our podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Most platforms are free and you don't even need to log on. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah bless us all, and we will inshallah see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.